You guys, it's Andy's Girls. It's an episode I did not expect to record, and I'm already hearing a little bit of an echo here in my childhood bedroom. So hopefully the audio is okay. This is a Rhode Island edition emergency episode because of some delightful news that came out via the fun peeps at people.com today. So I woke up earlier in the morning time and had a train to catch at Amtrak. I historically do not typically catch those trains on time. So there is always that fun when I'm like budgeting out a trip back to Rhode Island. I usually know in my mind that there will be a probably substantial bonus added to that tally when I have to book another train. Usually when I'm like three blocks and negative 4 minutes behind. But anyway, I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? There's some stuff I have to attend to in Rhode Island. While I am bringing my recording equipment with me, can you tell how great I'm doing today? Just in case, I'm gonna watch the newest episode, new to me, episode of New Jersey, and then record an AG classic about it so that I can put it out, be caught up on New Jersey, have some thoughts. So that's what I did. I, prior to, you know, hauling ass and skadoodling over to Penn Station, watched the most recent New Jersey, which I hadn't seen until this morning, recorded I think hour-long episode of AG Classic, and then patted myself on the back and was like, you know what? You're not going to have time to do this in Rhode Island. Good for you, Sarah G, for getting it done. Then I get on the train and start to get text notifications about some breaking news from people and, I guess, sources, also known as somebody important at Bravo, that there are some adjustments being made to New Jersey. I was shaken. I was stirred, you know, thrown a couple vegan blue cheese stuffed olives and I'm, you know, cocktail of the night. It was shocking to me. And I thought to myself, there is no fucking way that I am posting an episode talking about New Jersey when I'm like, oh, you know what? I know it's not like a big season, but there's stuff to find value from and have interesting conversation. I have curiosity about this and this, which I still believe. But also, I was really fucking pissed. So I felt like, you know, this is something that we just need to discuss. I know in the upcoming week of AG Classic, surely in conversation with some guest co-hosts, there are going to be some additional thoughts, but I just wanted to share it now. And if you can't tell how annoyed I am, buckle up. So let's do a mini reading rainbow and just talk about the, you know, I'll read the article itself and then we'll have a little talk. So the headline that came out today, this afternoon, The Real Housewives of New Jersey won't have a traditional reunion for season 14, a People exclusive. And this is the article itself. The Real Housewives of New Jersey is flipping the table on season 14. LOL. People can exclusively confirm that for the first time in the history of the East Coast-based reality series, there will not be a traditional reunion. A reunion is meant to have resolution, and it's clear in the season final, I assume that's supposed to be finale, that there is no path forward in that type of setting. An insider familiar with the situation tells People, I forget who the executive producer is for the show or showrunner or publicist, but some sort of insider somewhere. So continuing on, so the network is figuring out a different concept to wrap up the season. Maybe, perhaps, I don't know, a different show. Piece continues. It's been a, that was me, by the way, just to clarify that, the joy of audio. Continuing, it's been a fractured season for the Real Housewives of New Jersey that saw longstanding rifts only continue to drive co-stars Teresa Giudice, Giudice Giudice, Melissa Gorga, Dolo Catania, Marge Josephs, Jen Aiden, Danielle Cabral, Rachel Fuda, Jackie Goldschneider, and Jen Fessler further apart. And I just want to say kudos to Jackie and Jen for both being named. That's the same divide that caused the Real Housewives of New Jersey to have split panels at BravoCon over the past 2 years. And as someone who attended both panels, I guess both years, this most recent year was a total shit show. At the center of the conflict is the feud between longstanding housewives and sisters-in-law, Teresa and Melissa. All season long, the two reportedly did not interact until the explosive finale that was teased in the premiere episode. Margaret is on the outs with Teresa too, after alleging at the season 13 reunion that the mother of four's husband, Louis Ruelas, called and threatened her son at his place of business. Both Teresa and Louis, I'm going to say Louis, have denied Margaret's claim, but the soiree founder has remained insistent in her desire not to associate with them, even moving away from friends of the franchise, Jackie and Jen, as they've gotten closer to Teresa. Teresa and Louis, meanwhile, have claimed that Margaret's been speaking with Louis's ex to float negative stories about him on the show, which Margaret has denied. Rachel has had her own issues with Teresa and Louis, also stemming from the reunion where her husband, John Fuda, claimed the couple had been investigating them through their friend Bo Deedle, and even contacted John's ex-wife in prison. What a tangled web we weave over in Franklin Lakes. Teresa and Louis denied those claims, but in the season 14 premiere episode, I don't know why I have to laugh. Teresa repeated accusations about John on the internet from his ex that he was the, quote, biggest drug dealer in Bergen County and that he was into, quote, kinky shit involving sex toys. John laughed off the claims, telling people the damaging lies repeated about me are not rooted in reality. Still, the rumors upset Rachel so much that she had a falling out with Jen because she continued to associate with Teresa. Previews this season show that the Fudas come face to face with Teresa and Louis during a future episode in a sit down that ends with John calling Teresa the poster child for mortgage fraud. He says, "When I need my money laundered, I'll call ya." As for Jennifer and Danielle, people reported in September that both were suspended from filming for several days after getting into an altercation that a source said started verbally and allegedly became physical. At the season 14 finale, they fought again. That's me, the extra emphasis, because I did not know that. This time with a glass pitcher thrown down their exchange of insults. That's a nice little throwback to the Real Housewives of Dallas. Perhaps the only one who has remained on good terms with everyone has been Her Holiness Dolo. And footage from the season 14 finale shown during the premiere, she's seen sitting at a table alone, pondering how things got so bad between everyone. The drama between the Jersey Housewives hasn't just been existing in front of the cameras, as I would assume is evident by the many paragraphs I just read of content, much of which is based on behind the camera mishigas. Over the last few months, a scandal has been erupting on social media in which a woman behind a former troll account called Melissa's Old Nose, I love us, claimed that Teresa and Jennifer asked her and other notable accounts, I never got an email, to dig up dirt exposing Melissa, Rachel, John, and Margaret's secrets, which the two would later bring up on the show in order to manufacture drama. Honestly, you have to respect the effort. The account, you don't. The account has even shared screenshots of, it's by the way, midnight, has even shared screenshots of alleged direct messages with Teresa and Jennifer that show the housewives shared screeners to episodes before they aired and allegedly gave gifts and financial compensation to the woman so she could continue her attacks. Everybody needs a career. Jennifer has not addressed the claims, but in an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Teresa denied any involvement. "I don't do that," she said. "Everyone who knows me, I am so real. Like, what you see is what you get, and I don't go digging up people's pasts." Real Housewives fans know that caste divides do not lead to a pleasant viewing experience. This is written perfectly. In fact, both the Real Housewives of Atlanta and the Real Housewives of Potomac recently underwent major caste reboots due to discord that couldn't be resolved. The only other time when a reunion was canceled in the Real Housewives franchise was our blessed season 13 of the Real Housewives of New York City, which went so well that for season 14, the network rebooted the series with a whole new fucking cast, firing all of the season 13 ladies in the process because they were an absolute disgrace. Some of this, you might not, if you read this, you might not see some of these words in the article, but they're there. You just need an older version. Bravo, a spiritually mid-20s plus one at that. Bravo famously does not comment on casting. No, but sources seem to. Am I right? Those sources are crazy. Oh my God. But a second source, ooh, who could it be, tells People that the network has not made any permanent decision about the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And how fucking could they? Based on the news coming today, it does not feel like we're thinking three steps ahead, but mazel tov to them. Everything and anything is on the table, the insider tells People, noting that all options are being discussed and nothing official about the show has been decided, except apparently for the reunion, which doesn't seem to have been addressed at any point before this announcement was made. And maybe some of these people were cast. And then there's a promo for when the franchise airs, which frankly is whenever you feel like watching it. Previous seasons can be streamed on Peacock and people will be reaching for that content in the next couple months. So I heard from people immediately. I spoke to people immediately, just kind of losing my goddamn mind because I just found it. I was infuriated. I could not believe this was coming out so soon in the season. It is like popping the biggest fucking balloon that we're not going to get a chance to watch people attempt to hold each other accountable, LOL, resolve conflict, 100% stir up more. The fact that there was a decision made to keep everyone in the cast was seemingly overly optimistic at best. I do not understand how you can go about and sign a contract and then at some point with specific people on the cast, you know who these people are. Part three of last year's reunion was the darkest fucking shit I've seen in recent memory, putting aside the devastation, the atomic bomb in the heart and soul of many a Bravo-holic that was New York season 13. You cannot tell me you don't know who these people are or what they are being accused of. And by these people, I mean several people on that fucking couch. So they made the decision to move forward with everyone. You know, Teresa's "you fired" to Melissa did not necessarily land. And I thought to myself, okay, well, they're going to figure this out. There is going to be, you know, two islands that are going to exist, Melissa's universe and Teresa's. For whatever reason, I wasn't going into this season, I wasn't thinking so much that Marge would be also in a separate bubble. And the thing that I think is interesting, you know, I put up a Ask Me Anything poll on Instagram while I was on the train, and I heard from people who were like, who do you think is going to continue with the show? Do you think Melissa will continue? Do you think Teresa will? Do you think neither? Like, what does this announcement mean? And I have so many reactions to this that I haven't, you know, properly unpacked it in my mind. So perfect time to record, most obviously. But some initial thoughts, I think it is abundantly apparent that the show is not moving forward with everyone in the cast because they can't get the group together to sit next to each other on a couch, or they can absolutely get the group together, but they have a pretty good idea of what's going to be referenced that they're not going to be able to get around, which isn't great. So allegedly, when this shit came out about Jen Aiden and Teresa and Jim Leonard, Teresa's intern plus, who apparently also has a law degree, allegedly, although I'd like to see the papers on that. When the rumors came out from this account, Melissa's old nose, who I couldn't know from Adam, But, you know, congrats to the nose. It's an older one, but, you know, we love vintage. You know, when the rumors came out that allegedly there was some conspiring going on between Teresa, Jim Leonard, Teresa's attorney, who had been deputized by Teresa, and Jen Aiden to find out to share information, share rumors so that these accounts could repost it during production so that Jen and Teresa could reference it during filming. Oh, did you see that crazy thing on the internet? I didn't start it, obviously, but these accounts are discussing it, which makes it good enough to talk about it on the show if it's something happening on social. So when that news came out, allegedly Jen Aiden had been booked for, you know, several interviews or media moments due to the, you know, premiere of the show and the show beginning, and was like taken off the Bravo Cal, which makes sense because this thing came out. It included, I guess, this exchange of possible compensation. I saw something, I thought about a stroller or a baby furniture product that maybe had been purchased as well. And probably equally upsetting for the network, in addition to this like conspiracy becoming public, and again, it's alleged, is that she was sharing screeners with content creators, which you really truly do not want to do if you're in the cast, especially if there's proof of that happening. That is like a no-go trademark privacy, like legal shenanigan. You do not want to share advance content that hasn't been aired with people who do not have the right to see it, or the authorization, frankly, the permission, which Jen was not in a position to give. Now, potentially, is she the first housewife on the planet to share screeners with maybe friends, let's say? The likelihood is very high that other people have done this, but Jen got caught. And also, in addition to everything else she was accused of, it's not great. If I was Margaret or Rachel, or I guess Melissa, although I think Melissa is not really a huge factor in this, it's really, to me, sort of about other people in the bubbles who have been expressing a lot of anger and rage in the most recent episodes and seemingly IRL, I would not be able to get it. It would be noun, verb, and let's talk about the rumors that you were conspiring with content creators to say terrible things so that you could make it a part of plot and embarrass people that you wanted to humiliate. I would be pivoting back to that as much as I possibly could. And obviously the network does not want that to be to happen. And the thing that I find really interesting is that we've been so trained to think about this as a Teresa Melissa issue. And my initial instinct reaction was like, it's not to me about Teresa moving forward or Melissa moving forward. I think of it as the Teresa camp and the Margaret camp. That's actually, to me, where a lot of it is coming down to. I really think it comes down to those two women not being the only two, obviously, because Rachel has some shit, Jen has some shit. You know, there's more than enough contention to go around. But I do think the Margaret, Teresa, Margaret, Louie of it all is just too fucking hot. And there are so many issues that I have talked about, including on the most recent episode that's in your feed now, where I unpack New Jersey before this news came out, as well as the episode before that when I focused on New Jersey and said, it's hard for me to get past conversation about this alleged call that Margaret's son received because it's just so dangerous and dark to think that people are considering as an option intimidating the children of housewives. Now, the way that I know some people hear that sentence, not everybody, but some people, is, well, Margaret's not innocent in this. She might be conspiring with Louie's ex-wife or with content creators on her own. And I hear you in that. What I'm attempting to communicate is not that Margaret hasn't also done something. I mean, think about the fact that they canceled the reunion. I don't think it's because of one isolated situation. I think it's because of about 12. But when you go after and try to intimidate the child of a housewife, when you maybe hire an investigator and actually have perhaps files on housewives on the show and their families, there is just a level here of intimidation. When you show up to a reunion with possibly armed guards because you're concerned about your physical safety, or more likely, you're trying to intimidate members of the cast to show them your power, your access, I don't know what, or to maybe possibly change the narrative, that's a problem for me. Sheena Marie, or as I will refer to her forever and ever, amen, Sheena Shea, has been right about a couple things in life. Number one, good as gold is a bop. Number two, apples are a delicious fruit. And also, family life is unpredictable, and a little peace of mind goes a long way. Now, as a single woman living here in New York City, Pedro Pascal, it's your time. Oftentimes, I am checking in with my friends because safety is important and so is peace of mind. In fact, when I had a medical crisis a couple years ago, my friends didn't know where I was while I was in the hospital. The reason they knew something was wrong, true story, was because I didn't show up to a private shopping appointment downtown. That's where Life 360 comes in. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you keep track of the people and things that are most important to you, the people you need to know are okay, a focus that Sheena Shea keeps in mind. While Life 360 can be used for so many reasons, the option of ensuring that your kids are protected while giving them independence, checking on your friends, or for me, as someone who has some chronic health issues, to ensure that people know where I am. That's why I love Life 360. Another thing I love about it is that with all of these lovely European schleps, in addition to sharing my flight information with my mom, she can see exactly when I've landed because of the app. Parents have enough to worry about. Breathe easier with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code Andy's Girls to get 1 month of the gold package for free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code Andy's Girls. It's good as gold. After watching Lala and Sandoval's behavior on the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I developed such an intense thirst. I guess it's contagious when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules. So thank goodness for Fiji Water. Fiji Water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the United States. It has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH, and unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. In fact, Fiji Water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two, giving it signature soft, smooth taste. As someone who has spoken on the pod time and time again about the importance of having electrolytes, especially this summer, Fiji fits into my lifestyle so well. Before going on a little bit of a stroll, just a short one in these warmer summer temps, I grab my Fiji Water and I am out the door. Unlike some other premium bottled waters in the market, there's no ingredient statement on Fiji Water because there's nothing added to the water itself. Fiji Water is Earth's finest water. And as someone who's currently deep in the throes of watching Bravo's Finest Television, also known as Summer House, I know that having Fiji Water by my side is keeping me hydrated and refreshed. So Lala, take that. I know I'm one of many people who struggles with the all or nothing fads, juice cleanses, soup diets, keto, hours and hours of cardio. If this cycle sounds familiar to you, and it definitely does to me, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Ro to help them lose weight. And let's talk about the big O, obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it. So there should be no shame in the weight game. It's okay to talk about weight loss and talking about it in a way that feels healthy. With Row, you can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. That's right, the people's couch. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/andyscrolls. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's RODOTCO/andyscrolls. Before being prescribed medication, patients must complete an online medical visit, lab test, and qualify for medication based on their BMI, lab results, medical history, and the discretion of a Ro-affiliated healthcare provider. And the additional difficulty here is that Marge has done press where she has said repeatedly on Jeff Lewis, on Watch What Happens, that production is in agreement with her, that Louis was behind that call. And to me, that's something that she has every right to say it. It very well might be true. But then I need someone to confirm that information. Because if we're skirting around some of this or we're trying to put this to bed without any possible resolution, and I'm hearing that production is potentially allegedly in agreement that Louis may have been a part of that call, conspiring with it. He might not have been the one to make the call itself, but deputize someone or in any way related to the coordination of it, and you still have him on the show. My frustration is actually not necessarily with the cast, although that certainly exists. It's with fucking production, because how did you envision this happening? You had the benefit of so much of this information before the season began. The new information is this like content creator conspiracy, yada, yada. But to me, a lot of the big hits happened during last season, discussed, unpacked, ridiculed, shared on part three. It's just so fucking unfortunate to me. It really genuinely is. And I know that at one point, I don't know, this still could be a thing, the payment structure was done in such a way, I think it might have been adjusted following Adrian refusing to show up to film the reunion after the surrogacy stuff with Brandy, where she was very offended and felt like her family's privacy had been the line in the sand, essentially, for things being discussed about her family had been crossed, and she did not want to address it or amplify it or whatever else. And I think following that in the timing, but this could be 100% off, the show had contracts where you get X number of dollars, you know, you get a payment here, a payment there, and then they have like a third or fourth or of whatever your final number is that's not paid out until after the reunion is shot, because you need to show up to the reunion. And that's ideally a way to encourage people to film, because they know they're taking a financial hit if they don't come. You know, your reputation is going to be like mocked also, obviously, by the people who remain on the couch. But if you don't show up, and they're going by your contract, the hope by production and the network is like, you understand that if you don't show up, there are significant financial consequences, which I have no issue with. Like, they should be doing that. Just like with any, you know, contract that you might have or project management or something, you're paid out in increments, and you want to ensure that one of those payments, if not many of those payments, that you're compensated after the thing that you signed up to do is done. So that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense is the fact that this is being announced so early in the season. We just got through episode 4, and that it's sort of happening at all. What led to this point? I heard from a content creator, because I've been posting about it on social, who felt like the number one and only reason this is happening is because of the blogger stuff, because of the evidence that's coming out, and again, alleged, because of what it looks like Teresa and her lawyer. Does he not have clients? What the fuck is he doing with his life? Like, this is sad to me. And is he even getting paid, or is this just a charitable endeavor? Is this just like his mission statement in life? Jerry Maguire writes a letter encouraging people, and Jim Leonard is like, someone find me Kate Chastain, because Jessica Chastain said some shit about Teresa, and I want to make sure Kate is not related to Jessica because Kate is going to be at BravoCon. Like, this is the stuff that's coming out. It's wild. It's below deck. It's below reality. It does not entirely make sense. But noting all of that, circling back to what could have been a sentence I was communicating, or maybe not, the content creator that I spoke with felt like this is happening specifically because of that, specifically because of the conspiracy, the fact that it involves stuff being discussed during filming, the fact that this person is putting out all of this seeming evidence, screenshots, yada, yada. And I kind of felt like, I don't know that that's the first thing on the list. You know, I talked to them and they said, no, I think that's the only reason. That's like the number one reason. And I thought to myself, I don't think that's the only one. And I put together a Inception style, to me, kind of like summary of all of the fucking issues, because right now there are just so many obstacles within the cast. It's not to me about who delivers. It's not to me about who's your fave. It's not to me about who you want to remain on the show. It's just about who is connected to whom and who doesn't want to film with that crew, because you cannot move forward. To me, there is no possible way you can move forward with both Teresa and Marge in the cast. I take Melissa out of it. Obviously, there's an issue with Teresa and Melissa, but I put that behind Teresa and Margaret on the list because they're just so hot. I think Teresa and Melissa, it's almost like we're in the ice age right now of their relationship. They don't acknowledge each other, but that also means for the majority of the season, they're not going to be interacting with each other. And what I saw, I think on the page six, then did some coverage about this announcement and said something along the lines of like, this will make sense once you watch the finale. You will understand why there was no way for the reunion to go on. Now, I have to say, I remember when BravoCon 2023, when the panels were announced and we realized that Salt Lake City wasn't having a panel, and I lost my fucking mind because Salt Lake City was having an incredible season. It was honestly a fucking miracle that it was performing as well as it did following the shit show, which was the previous reunion cycle. It felt like just an absolute joy, and the opportunity for an A++ panel, which they said couldn't be done because the cast would be filming a reunion soon, their reunion shortly after, and it was too much of a conflict. Like, their stars would shine too bright on a BravoCon panel, and they would potentially exhaust themselves, or it would just be a little bit of a rehashing on the reunion. I thought that was ridiculous because I was like, we understand what BravoCon is. This is the opportunity to see these shows. This is a tentpole franchise that's having a season that people are loving. How do you not deliver on that? Like, how do you not give us this panel that we desperately want? Then we see the finale. And it clicks in my mind, of course they couldn't do a BravoCon panel. Nobody wanted to be in 100 yards of Monica. There was no way in the fucking world that this cast could get around any kind of conversation about the show without mentioning or screaming about Reality Von Teese. And so the cast did an A++ job that they should be commended for every day, for keeping their mouths fucking quiet so that it was a surprise for us as much as it could be, even though people who had knowledge of what happened leaked it the week of the week before the finale aired, which was unfortunate. But putting that aside, of course, they couldn't have a BravoCon panel. There was no way for this to happen. There was no way for a panel to happen based on what had occurred toward the end of filming. It was such an incredible finale episode that I feel like we all deserve to reward ourselves this weekend and watch that goddamn finale again. And so page six has a little comment about, not so little, page six has a comment about, you know, there's something that'll happen at the finale and it will make sense for why the cast cannot film the reunion. And I just, it's not that I don't buy it. It's that I just think, what did production expect? Marge is so fucking mad about what she believes happened to her child and other aspects of what she believes that Teresa and Louis and their crew are doing. You knew that before the season started. What was the plan here? What was the goal? How did we think? What happens at the finale that's bigger than what we already know is happening behind the scenes? It's affecting the way that Margaret views her friends on the show. It's affecting her relationship with Jackie. It's affecting her relationship with Fessler. From Teresa's perspective, you know how Teresa feels about Rachel and John Fuda. You know how Teresa feels about Melissa and Joe. You know how Teresa feels about Margaret. You know how Teresa feels about what Margaret is saying about her husband. Why? What guarantees, promises, understandings did you have about what would happen at the reunion? Is this genuinely that the straw broke the camel's back when the conspiracies about coordinating things with casting came out? Is that the thing that really has garnered an understanding from production? They cannot move forward with completing the season, which is what the audience deserves. Why did you think it was going to be different? I don't know that I entirely buy that this content creator stuff is what is killing the reunion, although I do know, I believe rather, I certainly believe that the network wants to bury this content creator stuff as much as they possibly can, because it calls so much into question about what the cast is able to do, about how deeply, deeply flawed this universe has become. It's gross. It's tawdry. I mean, even in reading that People piece, I just had to think to myself, like, Ryan Murphy, are you listening? I selfishly would love a feud episode about Real Housewives of New York season 3, but this is really the story that needs to be told. You could, you know, put it in the American crime story, I guess, pile, but this is a feud that we need to discuss. In 10 years or 3 months, whichever is sooner, put together a cast and figure out a script. I think People just gave you a little bit of a skeleton of what that could look like, and film that shit, because this is just so nuts. Just reading all of the things that happened, it's genuinely to me just so wild. And I wonder if the reason that this is being announced at all, and P.S., that's assuming that this is real. We don't know, but I think we know, but we don't know, but we know, according to those two sources who both, you know, have, I'm sure, W-2s with BravoTV.com. I think, you know, it is certainly surprising that it's happening so early. But I also do think of New York season 13, when it was a chaotic mess, seemingly behind the scenes, and they were putting off the filming of the reunion. They were asking for audience input. Here's where you ask questions, and I could send them a dossier on Black Shabbat. Why? Who broke you to the editors? How dare you make this into a to be continued? So much else. Ramona Singer, if you're listening, you're definitely not. I think that the fact that this was announced so early is a surprise, but I also think they really kind of fucked themselves by making season 13 into what it is, but also by delaying the announcement that the reunion was not going to happen. I don't know if that was just optimism that didn't meet the reality of the cast refusing to interact with each other. I don't know if that's because they realized that the cast would interact with each other, but it would just be the bleakest content we've ever seen in our entire lives, which frankly would fit in quite well with season 13. It would be the nice bookend. For whatever reason, they decided that it could not happen. And we watch the season. I understand how that could come to pass. But that happened really, really late in the game. It's surprising to me, again, that they're letting the air out of the balloon, because I think a lot of people who felt like, well, I want to have investment in this. I want to feel like I have stakes in the game. If I know that the reunion, which for me is something I really, really genuinely look forward to, reunions are kind of like my favorite part of the season, to be honest, because it is really an opportunity for people to express themselves, respond to audience critique, respond to what their cast members are saying on episodes, responding to confessionals, you know, maybe presenting information that might be new and shocking to the cast and greater audience and to us. I think it can be really, really fun. And who doesn't love a glittery gown? You know what I'm saying? Multiply by six. Like I'm in. I'm absolutely in. It is genuinely surprising that it's happening this early, but maybe this is just such a ridiculous impasse. And this is their way of responding to some of the latest goss to say like, okay, some stuff is happening and we just want to get some of this upset out now because there are significant changes that are likely going to go into effect. And maybe that will happen sooner than later. I mean, if you're telling us a reunion isn't happening and we're on episode 4, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some kind of casting something, potentially someone leaving goodbye or putting themselves on pause before the end of the season. Or maybe I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I genuinely am shocked. Maybe we're heading toward a little bit of a cast cull. Maybe we're reaching the point where they're saying this isn't identical to New York season 13, but maybe we need to truly reboot this because this is just such a fucking mess. And I get that because it is. I also just have a lot of frustration about the fact that you started this season with these people. It feels like we didn't really think about the end. It just doesn't entirely make sense to me. Also, I wonder if, I know Lala is very busy with her Amazon Lives and talking about what order she's going to be making from Something About Her, because according to Lala, she was unaware that the restaurant opened this past week. And I certainly believe that that's honest. But when we talk about upset about people not doing their jobs, this is what not doing your job looks like. I don't know if this is production or the cast, a combination of the two, but it's not someone showing up to film who's also saying, please respect my boundary, or I do not want to do this thing for 15 seconds. That is not someone who is showing up or not showing up and not doing their job. This is not doing your fucking job. Do I think Lala's going to comment on it? I don't need her to, which means she, I'm sure, absolutely is. But fuck. Also, what's this altercation? It's giving me Leanne and was it Marie from Housewives of Dallas season 1? Didn't she get a glass or crystal vase thrown at her goddamn head during one of their vacations to, you know, a rental a block away from where they live? I feel like I remember that happening. The fact that another glass may have been sacrificed at the altar of Franklin Lakes is a shock to me. Also, the fact that Dolores is not mentioned really in all of this, except to note that she is not involved in any of it, is one of the many reasons why I love Dolo, because I can count on her in this way. Like Dolo to me, you may have, you know, issues with her or whatever else, but I feel like she stays out of some of this kind of shit. She doesn't want to lower herself, frankly, to what other members of the cast are doing. And I do just want to reference what I put up because it might not make sense. Again, I consider it a little bit of my Bravo inception, but when we talk about what the fuck the show is going to do moving forward, there are to me so many issues. And again, this isn't about what team you may or may not find yourself on. And God bless if you are still feel like you're a part of the team. I mean, I identify as a Gorgita Crunch, but like I'm so blessed not to have deep personal investment in this season and sort of iteration of the show. I consider it a personal miracle and I'm grateful. I wake up every day and I say, thank you, God, also known as Manolo Blahnik, for blessing me with shoes that I got 90% off, and also for not feeling so deeply upset about one cast member of New Jersey because of my love for another. It is a miracle, especially considering what I used to feel about New Jersey, which you can listen to in the AG archives at your leisure. So this is, again, not based on performance or love, but just thinking obstacles and how the show is fucked. And also note that none of this might make sense. And welcome to Andy's Girls, if that's the case. So first I thought, okay, there's an issue with Teresa because of the Rachel family stuff, the blogger stuff, and Margaret, and also her lawyer's weird AF-ish. Now that the temperature is rising, and I don't just mean the heat coming between Lindsay versus Carl, it can be really difficult to get my hair under control. I have like this wavy, curly, frizzy, natural texture that I genuinely love, but it can be really difficult to find a product that works for my hair without feeling heavy and genuinely counteracts the frizziness that I get naturally if I don't blow out my hair. That's why I love Way. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or like mine, thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. I love the detox shampoo because it does exactly that. It detoxes your hair. And because I am a spiritual blonde and do have some color processing, the shampoo helps clean away all the schmutz that accumulates, leaving my hair feeling lighter and better than it did before. God bless that apple cider vinegar. And yes, for that frizz, I rely on the anti-frizz cream. I put it in after I shower, do a little scrunch of my hair, and I'm good to go. Way keeps me looking like me, just a little bit elevated. Jesse Solomon, have you heard my call? If you want volume, Way's fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. Not sure what your type is? Take Way's hair quiz to find out. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code Andy for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code Andy. There is something wonderful about the change of seasons here in New York. No, not just upping my electrolytes when I go for a relatively short walk. It's the smell of summer grilling, especially for whatever reason, I don't know why, in the West Village. It's sort of my seasonal clock. When I start to smell people, that sounds crazy. When I start to smell summer grilling outside, I know summer is upon us. And listen, I can't dig into my veggie dog or veggie burger without some bread or buns. Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. For me, getting enough fiber and cutting down on sugar are key elements to feeling better throughout the day. Hero Bread also has mouth-watering limited edition bakes, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant. As Luann would say, c'est bon, c'est bon. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Andy at checkout. That's Andy at hero.co.
Then there's Louie, who has all of those issues and obstacles and more, including possibly whatever happened with the call to Margaret's son. There's Jen Aiden with the Rachel family stuff and the blogger stuff. There's Melissa and Joe with Teresa. There's Margaret with Teresa and Louie. I don't see how the show can continue with both Teresa and Margaret. And maybe Jen Aiden? There's Teresa and Louie with Margaret, Melissa and Joe, and Rachel. There's Rachel with Teresa and Louie and Jen. There's Jen Aiden and Danielle, who can't stop hitting each other. And I'm sure the list goes on. It's sort of like making those fun combinations of maybe you like forgot your code to your locker in high school, or maybe you're just trying to have fun with math. And it does feel like there is an unlimited number of combinations that you could come up with of why it just doesn't make sense for some of these people either to move forward on their own, or there's no chance for them to exist on the same show with person X. And I'm not including Jen Fessler or Jackie in that because apologies to them, but they're not in the core cast. And their current issues with Margaret are also related to, for now, issues that Margaret has with Teresa and Louie, although that looks like that is very quickly becoming, evident, still continues to exist, but also is now snowballing into other issues that Margaret directly might have with Jackie, for example, where it's no longer about the Teresa friendship or no longer just about the Teresa friendship. There are other animosities, other tension that exists between them, as is evident by the book of it all. So how are we supposed to feel about this? Not good. You know, how am I feeling? Not well, bitch. Like not feeling great about what this means for the show. It could go on a significant pause. They could do a total reboot. I do not think anyone has job security at this point. If I was to suggest someone did, I would say Dolores, because I think she can fit into so many different universes, but I don't know that the network knows what they're going to do next. You could consider some of this a gift. If it becomes apparent that Margaret or Teresa or Jen Aiden or Rachel or someone else I haven't named, I can't really say Danielle because truly she doesn't kind of fit in this. But if you as the network or as production are given the gift of people doing what you consider way too fucking much or it getting really dark, that's a great reason to say we cannot move forward. It gives you a little bit of a safety net, a little bit of a comfort blanket of like, well, you guys heard what's maybe happening online, on the show, behind the scenes, to someone's ex-wife, to someone's son. We know some of the background on this at this point, so it might not be as big of a surprise if major cuts happen. But I think we're at the point where there's no way to move forward with maybe many people in this cast. And oddly enough for me, and it could be, you could very well say, well, just because you're a Gorgita Crunch, the Melissa Teresa stuff obviously exists. It's a huge problem. The Melissa Joe v. Teresa Louis stuff is obviously a big issue. I just think specific to what we have heard come out recently, the Rachel and John Fuda rumors going out, possibly in coordination with content creators, is a big fucking issue. The Margaret's son stuff is a big fucking issue. What Louie was boasting about on camera of what he was doing with Bo Dietl and whomever else is a big fucking issue. What Teresa allegedly was doing, possibly with content creators in conspiracy with Jen Aiden and Teresa's lawyer, who really should have other clients on his books. Like, how does he even send in hours? Does he just have a rate? Is he just doing this for the love of the sport? Like, who even fucking knows? It's just so goddamn strange. But that is an issue. That's cause for serious concern. I mean, genuinely, in reading that piece out loud, I wanted to laugh, not because of what I was reading was literally funny, but because it's just ludicrous that there are so many examples of this cast crossing the line. Meanwhile, I watch episode 4. I'm like, oh, I enjoy this. And I still do. I'm not allowing this news to take away from that, but it is absolutely popping the balloon. So I'm curious for your thoughts, both on what you think inspired this, how you think the show is going to move forward, if you are on a specific team and how you feel like that is going to potentially work out. It's possible we might find out that someone might not be moving forward in the show. It's also entirely possible that they put this on a significant fucking pause and we don't get any possible news, if there is news to share, which there absolutely must be. I mean, if you're not filming a reunion, you're not filming with the same cast. That might not come for a while. They might try to maybe figure out our reactions to the finale. maybe it is so dark and so upsetting and so fucking annoying to see what New Jersey has maybe become, or the absolute hatred that people, some people in the show have for each other, that it becomes so abundantly clear that of course there couldn't be a reunion. Different circumstance, but maybe similar to the reaction following the Salt Lake City finale for those of us who were like, what the fuck with the BravoCon panel? It's entirely possible that we will have reached the conclusion that this was inevitable and sad. And I, you know, you can still own being pissed. I mean, Jesus, they're giving this to us now. Now we have the pleasure of, what, 10 more episodes, if not, I don't know, 12, however many more before we get to the finale, in which to think about this, in which to dread what's coming. Like, we haven't gone through enough with this cast of recent. Yikes. So anyway, I felt like I needed to just like say a couple things because it's so, again, goddamn weird that this is happening. And I think a lot of us were really upset. I think BravoHolics deserve better. I think when we're watching a season, we deserve to have it be complete. I think we should feel a certain level of trust that a Housewives franchise is going to include a reunion of its cast. And who knows what they're actually going to film instead, by the way. So what's the replacement going to be for this? Is it going to be two separate mini reunions? Is it going to be some sort of like conversation? Remember when Lou came back from rehab and she had that Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters style sit down with Andy at her Sag Harbor place? Or was it the Circular House? No, it was the Sag Harbor place, I'm pretty sure. The one that her kids sued her about, but it all worked out. God bless. And now she's selling non-alcoholic wine. Look, we all, you know, grow in life. I wonder if we're going to have something like that, not necessarily filmed at Luann's home, although it is absolutely gorgeous. I wonder if there's going to be some sort of like filmed, maybe not on a set, but maybe on somebody's house on the couch. That would be so weird. And have the two different camps, because there are two different camps. There's the Teresa and not Teresa. There's the Marge and not Marge. It's like if you're not in one, you're probably in another, and Dolo can go to both. And I guess, you know, the BravoCon panel this past year was not good. It was not good. So I don't know what production was thinking about what would happen with these casts, about what the actual upcoming season would look like. I don't know what they're going to do next. I really don't. I assume this means we're not getting an after show. Am I the only person who's like, so tap, 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 is the after show also not going to be happening? Because I like that a lot. And while we're never going to get anything close to as good as what the Summer House after show has been on Bravo's YouTube, I would like a little bit of an after show, unless these people are just, you know, coming out with things that they're going to light on fire and burn. Then I'm okay holding off. So who knows what the alternate will be, if there is one, or is it just going to be a series of awkward watch what happens lives. Words are fun late at night. Your guess is genuinely as good as mine. I just think this fucking sucks. But sometimes, you know, reality sucks, and that impacts reality TV. It's a series of terrible positions that the cast, production, network decision making has produced. Maybe this was always going to be the result if the cast stayed together, and maybe the production powers that be wanted to play it all out. I don't know if they would consider that a success at this point, but maybe success was not their goal. They were just looking to either increase or extinguish some of the fire here. And instead, the franchise burned. So enough about fire. How heated are you feeling? No, let's continue the fire analogy. Oh, look, fun analogies. Nobody I'm discussing does coke. I am curious for your thoughts. So slide into my DMs on Instagram at Dame Galley. Let me know. Send me your satchels. Are you upset? Are you fine? Do you feel nothing? And I completely understand that when it comes to all things New Jersey, Franklin Lakes. Like, what's your vibe? What's your energy? I also, speaking of episodes, speaking of satchels, put up a two-part satchel spectacular up now, up on the AG page, so many of your thoughts and feels about all things Summer House, all things Vanderpump Rules, Sheena's shenanigans about who she feels is responsible for her decision making on the most recent season. And spoiler alert, it's not Sheena who deserves to be the beneficiary of so much audience upset. She was just doing what she was told. And a reading rainbow, both about Sheena and, you know, some stuff about your thoughts and feels about other shows. I mean, we really get into it. It's very, very Summer House and VPR heavy. And it's a two-part Satchel Spectacular that's exclusive to the Patreon tiers, OG of the AG and the People's Couch. So the AG page, again, number one way to support the pod. $2 a month gets you my gratitude and thanks. $5 a month is where those bonus episodes kick in. You get two episodes a month. $10 a month is where you get four bonus episodes, including the two that I just mentioned. And then, of course, there's a premium tier where you can record a Patreon episode with yours truly or have a private Zoom Kiki. The choice is absolutely yours. In the meantime, I felt like I had a duty. I felt like it was my patriotic duty as an American who pretends that she's French to really unpack this. I was very, very angry that I had made sure and risked not making my train back to Rhode Island because I wanted to unpack New Jersey and the irony of feeling so good about the most recent episode of NJ and then boarding a train and getting this update. I was stewing in that car the entire fucking ride. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, there's a lot of stuff I have to tend to here in Rhode Island. And I'm just like, when am I going to come out with the time to record and deep dive this? But I absolutely must because I'm so upset, so upset, so upset. And then I get off the train. My mom, who has not historically arrived on time or remembered to pick me up, is there to get me. Walk over to the car. She turns in the ignition and it doesn't work. So she calls AAA while I'm still stewing, thinking about New Jersey and some other things. And then 4 hours later, that's right, 4 hours after making the request for a tow from AAA, the wonderful and very attractive and very, very lovely gentleman from AAA, I mean, I would swipe right for that service anytime, shows up. And I start recording because I'm like, oh, he's here. It's been 4 hours. This has been such an LOL. We've just been like hanging out at the train station. And he goes over, he like checks the whatever, and he just goes to, you know, see what happens when he turns on the car. Because when my mom had tried, there was just a clicking. And he turns on the car and there's like a 0.005 pause and then the car starts. And I laughed so hard. I haven't laughed louder in my life of recent until that moment. I'm so thankful that it was captured on camera because my mom's like inexplicable confusion about, I think frankly, like the past 4 hours of her life flashed before her very eyes of, no, no, this car is dead. It is not working. And to see him be like, no, LOL, I think it's fine. And he checked under the hood because I said, sir, please make sure I'm not going to light on fire. I have, you know, an episode to record. Noting fire is the theme, perhaps. We were able to drive it back home. So what a day, what an afternoon. You got to make, as Shannon Bedore would say, when life gives you lemons, put 9 in a bowl. We put 4 hours in a bowl, but it was still ended up being kind of nice. And now I am speaking to you from my childhood bedroom, which my mom had repainted blood red. It's giving all work and no play make Tobes a, I don't know, sassy interior designer aesthetic. It's a blood red, which you can see from the window treatments. You can see it on the walls. The rug is also red. So many questions that I have that I potentially will never be able to properly pose of what was the inspiration for this and how recent have you watched The Shining and did that impact at all the almost cinematic masterpiece? Talk about feng shui. I mean, the piece that, again, blood red interior of the place that I'm currently going to be sleeping in tonight. Honestly, when you think about it, chef's kiss. So from my blood red childhood bedroom to yours, I bid you adieu. Again, send me your satchels of gold by DM on Instagram at Dame Galley, you know, about the AG page. And I want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts and feels about this. Do you give a shit? Mazel tov if you do not. I certainly do. And I'm excited for upcoming episodes this week when I will get some guest co-host thoughts. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Cheerio, au revoir, and goodbye from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And I will chat with you soon. And of course, there is another episode on your feed right now, recorded before I heard the news about the reunion. And I hope you enjoy it. Good night.